If you're looking for a new piece of art to display in your home, you can search a local gallery or do what lots of galleries are doing these days, checking out Instagram. Hadi Mawagdi of KERA in Dallas has more.
Dan Lamb is a 28-year-old artist, and she creates sculptures out of polyurethane foam, acrylic paint, and epoxy resin. They sort of look like alien creatures or melting blobs, and the internet loves them. For that, she credits Instagram. Lamb has nearly 85,000 followers on Instagram, and about 75,000 of them started following her this year.
The amount of exposure that I've gotten has been unreal, and I think that that kind of exposure is something that normally in the past might have happened over the course of years, and it happened in the course of like 8 months for me.
Even celebrities like Miley Cyrus follow her, and Cyrus has purchased Lamb's work. Lamb's average pieces go for about $1,200, but her larger sculptures go for as much as $4,500. And Lamb says Instagram helps artists like her get into galleries.
Galleries find me on Instagram. They reach out to me and they ask me to be a part of shows. It's crazy. It's crazy.
For years, gallery owners and curators have relied upon history, their own judgment, and changing cultural tastes to determine which artists they will show. Instagram is changing that, linking art and artists directly to the public.
The value of art is inherently social. And until now, we've had no real mechanism for being able to see the social validation of an individual artist's work.
That's Marian Maniker. He's the publisher of Art Market Monitor, a website that covers the global art market. Maniker says that proof on social media of people liking your work is a powerful tool for artists.
The great thing about Instagram is it seems to have opened up a field for artists who might not have had the connections to developing a market.
Maniker believes that Instagram has created broader interest in art and artists who aren't managing to fit themselves through the thin straw that feeds the New York or London art market. Instagram has also become part of the strategy for galleries. It helps them find new artists for their showrooms, and it also attracts potential customers into their spaces.
Nowadays, you can tag people on Instagram and they're going to see it.
That's Lauren Childs. She's the creative director and an artist at Fort Works Art in Fort Worth, Texas. And she says communicating through Instagram is way more effective than Facebook or a press release. Her evidence? Well, me.
I remember, you know, when you walked into the gallery, your question was, okay, who's been tagging me on Instagram? And it got you in here.
Muralist Douglas Hoxima, also known as Hox, says he uses Instagram to see what other artists are working on.
It's just really good to know where you're at and where you're coming from, understanding your precedent, understanding and the contemporary world, like what's being done and where and why and how and...
Dan Lamb agrees, and she says there's an even cooler perk.
Art trades, huge. So this is a big part of Instagram for me, is trading with other artists. If an artist reaches out to me and they're like, how much is a piece of yours, and I like their work, I'm like, let's just trade.
If only legendary rivals Henri Matisse and Pablo Picasso had Instagram. For Here and Now, I'm Hadi Mawagdi in Dallas.